Coast Radio News for Friday, May 15th, 2020. I'm George Henry. It will not be business as usual as local establishments reopen their doors today. The beginning of the Phase 1 plan of Governor Kate Brown still comes with heavy restrictions as places like restaurants deal with social distancing and a new way of doing business. Yesterday on Bay Street, the owners of 1285 Restabar were loading bar stools into their vehicles. Kurt Hargan said the restrictions will not allow the bar in his restaurant to be seated, taking away valuable space. He said business has been pretty steady during the takeout phase, and he expects challenges during the next several weeks. Hargan says they will still rely heavily on takeout for those unsure about returning to normal social activities. Bridgeport Market owner Jay Cable says he's looking forward to opening his deck and can also seat a limited number of customers inside the building. Sunshine today should be a good boost for business, too, allowing for some outdoor seating. According to Governor Kate Brown, if the virus numbers climb rapidly, full restrictions could return as Phase 1 is a way to see how the virus reacts. She says it will take time to assess.
All counties entering Phase 1 will need to stay in that phase for at least 3 weeks before any furthering of restrictions.
Hargan says he's cautious about moving to a full menu just in case they are forced to go back to takeout only. A year ago, Florence was in the top five runners-up in the Best Harbor in the U.S. campaign. They shared that space with one other West Coast city, Sausalito, California. The competition has returned this year, and voting is ongoing until May 31st. Last year's winner was Padanaram, a coastal village in Massachusetts. More than 4 million people voted in last year's competition. You can visit usharbors.com/bestharbor to cast your vote. 67 new coronavirus cases and 3 new deaths have been reported, according to the Oregon Health Authority, bringing the total number of cases in the state to 3,407. Lane County cases remain at 60. The 3 new deaths were all people in their 60s, 2 from Multnomah County and 1 from Washington County, all with underlying health conditions. May 22nd through the 25th, the Florence Police Department will be conducting high-visibility DUII enforcement. The city has received additional funds for increased enforcement from Oregon Impact, who administers DUII grant funding in the state. The increased enforcement is generally conducted over in increased traffic periods like holidays. Generally, there is a large influx of visitors to the coast for Memorial Day weekend. Indications are, though, that this could be a much less congested holiday this year, but there is no guarantee of that with the reopening of Lane County. The governor has still limited travel during Phase 1, but that does not ensure that visitors will avoid the coast. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, May 15th, 2020.